Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thank you so much for joining us on this gorgeous Monday evening in Lansing. Well, the CEO of Yahoo getting booted from his position for lying on his resume. Now he's told the board he has cancer. But when it comes to deceiving employers or shareholders, was his offense really that horrible? To talk about it, I'm joined by Chris Lawson. He's an employment and hiring expert and the president and CEO of Eli Daniel Group. That's EliDaniel.com, which is a hiring firm. Eli, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I'm sorry, Chris, oh, that is. Yep.
Glad to be here.
Chris,
thank you.
Thanks for coming on board. So Scott Thompson is the former CEO of Yahoo now. His bio stated he had a computer science degree from Stonehill College, which apparently is untrue. He only had an accounting degree from Stonehill. Do you view this kind of an offense as a very serious one for a job candidate?
Well, at the end of the day, he's probably obviously had a lot of success in his career. However, now where does he go? And what comes around goes around, and eventually, just throwing that computer science, because he's in the tech industry, throwing that on there and is what really put him in jeopardy, because if you've got, people that maybe have a little witch hunt or whatever, I think, they'll expose that. And so, my belief is you put what's on your resume and you put it accurately and you put it fair, you put it honest, and then you just, mm-hmm. see where things go from there.
You've probably looked at tens of thousands of resumes. How often have you found a resume or discovered that someone was lying on their resume?
Well, I put it in a couple different categories, non-degreed and degreed. And from a degreed standpoint, you see mainly it's more of just education, and it would be, instead of putting Bachelor of Science, it just says, University of Texas or University of Michigan. With nothing else, marketing. And so that's really not stating you have a degree. So we see that. And then, from the undergrad standpoint, we see a lot of gaps in employment where they've actually changed the dates.
I see.
Because people, they want to make their resume as great as they possibly can. And so, but when it comes down to it, if you've had a year off, but that you said that you worked a year for an organization, and you do a quick reference check, then you're out. Hmm. But I think people, with the economy and the way things have been, the mindset is, hey, what have I got to lose? If I can just get an interview,
right? But tell me though, what would your advice be? Because what you're saying is exactly on point, which is that you have a major gap issue in your resume, and you know that that could knock you right out of the race. How would you, as a prospective employee, approach that on your resume to avoid getting cut out of the race so quickly?
Well, I think that what you have to do is just put down the actual facts, and if you have an opportunity for an email and or cover letter, then what you do is you direct it specifically, and I'm a big proponent of researching, not just going out there and applying. Many people will go out there and just send their resume to everything under the sun, but the people that actually get considered are the ones that, they've actually looked at the company, they know the industry, they know the position, and they have a way of somehow, whether it's finding an email address or whatever, and creating a profile that says, this is why I'm interested in your company, this is what I've done, and this is what I bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I think that presents a little better option than going in and then once you find out that during an interview that the dates are wrong. I mean, it's it's going to get flushed.
Let me ask you this, though. What about those that are older? They're back in the job market, maybe in their mid-50s. They know they're going up against people in their 30s, and they don't, they're really hesitant to put those dates down because they know that right away someone's going to look at that and say, wow, 1960-something,
right.
Are you crazy? What do you say, what kind of advice do you have for them?
Well, the reality is you really don't need to go back further than 10 to 15 years. And that's standard. That way, your most recent experience is most applicable. If you put that you started in, 1962, then the reality is that employers are going to look at that and say, I don't think so. Depending on the job. So, you have to put down at least 3 to 4 of your most recent employers or 15 years and put the experience, put your accomplishments, and then, and then go from there. You get an interview, you go in, and there's your opportunity.
I'm talking to Chris Lawson. He is the president and CEO of Eli Daniel Group. It is a staffing firm based out of Dallas, actually, and he is a hiring expert as such. And so, Chris, I wonder nowadays, though, with all the information on the internet, all the Googling that you can do on anybody, how much does that play into the hiring process? Once they have their handful of potential candidates, are they Googling everybody?
I think, definitely. Most of the company, if it's a real large company, you're doing mass hiring, they're not. But if it's, a hire here, a hire there, then, what does it hurt to Google their name and see what pops up? And then that's where you've got to really be careful about your online, and that's going to be a big thing going forward, is that it's going to continue to be that way. So your online profile, so to speak, that is pretty much public. I mean, yeah, you've got privacy, but that's where you've got to make sure that you don't have anything crazy on there and things like that.
Sure. But in terms of the resumes themselves, how are companies approaching this? Because nowadays, right, you click a button and you send a resume. They're probably getting thousands and thousands of these resumes. How are they sifting through them all?
Well, and you're exactly right, and that's what happens. Because it does become a bit frustrating. We run job ads, and we'll get people that are, couldn't be further from qualified. But, keywords are huge. And if you've got experience that, applies to a particular job that you're looking at, then you've got to make sure that you have those keywords in there, and that's one way to pop out. I'm a big believer also in having so you're applying to a bunch of jobs. Well, okay, so you found out the company. Go on and research it, and if it's the industry you want to be in, then state it in the objective and say, I'm targeting this industry for these reasons to build upon and kind of go that route. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the real aggressive way to go about it, and that's finding out the company, bypassing the actual
actual person directly and going to them. Networking is key, but the keywords you're saying, there's a lot of computer programs that are actually sifting through the initial batch of resumes and going from there. When you look at this case at Yahoo, obviously there's a factual misstatement there. He claimed he had a degree. He did not. Are there embellishments that you think should be put into resumes and into cover letters that people sometimes don't put in because they're worried about sounding maybe too they're trying to sell themselves a little too much that they should be doing?
Well, I think, if as long as it can be confirmed and factual, then I have no problem with somebody being bold and confident. So if you've got the experience, then put it out there and demonstrate and be aggressive in the approach. I think what it really comes down to it. So you can't just sit back. In other words, and then what was the other part of your question?
The computer sifting was one of them. But I just want to get down because we have about a minute left. But when you look at the mistakes, there must be some common mistake that comes in the door, and you see it all the time, and you just roll your eyes every time you see it. What is that?
Well, it's you know, not having your dates accurate, because that's the easiest thing. You call HR and you verify dates, and then the next thing you're going to do is you're going to ask the person, you said you worked these dates, but this doesn't show. You show that you're working there currently, but it doesn't add up. And then actual job requirements. The people enhance their skills, and when you drill it down, I think you got to really be careful with that, because if you it's ultimately going to come out whether you've got the skills or not. So those are two of the most common things that I see. Education, to a degree.
But you have to be careful. One last thing. It's getting a little windy over there, but hopefully you can hang with me and give me this. The job market this year compared to the last several years, how's it looking from your perspective?
It's definitely looking good. Not great, but we're trending in the right direction. Yeah, March, you know, if you want to twist all the numbers around, it was okay. But the fact is that unemployment, you know, peaked out at 10 point something, and now we're down to 8.1. And so people are, companies are getting more comfortable adding headcount. So I see this trend continuing. I don't think we're going to get back to 5% anytime real quick, but, you know, and obviously with, I have a good outlook on it. I think things are going in the right direction. Slow, but going in the right direction.
Chris Lawson, he is the president and CEO of the Eli Daniel Group. Chris, thank you very much for joining us this evening on 1320 WILS.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you very much.
We are coming right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.